You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
And welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to the great book of Revelation, chapter 16, verse 17, where we left off last time. We almost finished it, a few more verses. Revelation chapter 16, verse 17. Before we begin, I want to invite every praying Christian in America to join me each Wednesday at 6 p.m. for effectual, fervent prayer for our beloved President Donald Trump and for the United States of America. Only if God's people pray will God heal our land. I'm in my new location in Suntree, Florida. I'm right beside the produce place, which is on Wickham Road. Find the produce place, and a few yards behind, you will find me. I am at 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida, Wednesday, 6 p.m. You're also invited to come on Sundays for the live radio broadcast at 5 p.m. And now, Revelation chapter 16, verse 17. This chapter is entitled, The Seven Vials. Now, the seven seals and the seven trumps happened over a period of time, but the seven vials happen all at one time at the second coming of Jesus. He will pour out the plagues, that cup of wrath, with those vials as he ascends, and he'll pour out the last dregs of it as his feet land in Jerusalem. So let's complete this chapter.
17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done.
The air now means Jesus' feet are about to hit the earth in Jerusalem. God the Father stays in heaven for a little while, but God the Father says, It is done. Equivalent to what Jesus said as he gave up the ghost on the cross. It is finished. God says, it's finished. I've had enough. The sin's coming down. And my son's going to reign. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
18, and there were voices and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since man was upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great.
Now, Jesus told us in Mark 13, when I come again, there won't be one stone left standing. When Jesus' feet hit Mount Zion there, where incidentally the Antichrist, his fallen angels and his Kenites are there, Antichrist pretending to be Jesus, that whole wall is going to fall down. And the fake stone comes toppling down too. The fake stone is Antichrist.
Verse 19. And the great city was divided into three parts.
That's Jerusalem. The unholy Trinity will be there when Jesus comes. The devil pretending to be Christ, the Antichrist instead of Christ, his fallen angels, and the Kenites, men on earth who are the children of the devil. They divide it into three parts, but God's going to clean it up so that in the millennium, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit can be the Holy Trinity and be
Amen.
There.
Amen.
And the city and the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God.
Babylon is confusion, lies, deception.
To give to her the cup of his wine, of the fierceness of his wrath.
Jesus pours out the cup of wrath about which he prayed in the garden on all the world who are worshiping the Antichrist. If you're not deceived, if you're not in Babylon, not one hair of your head shall be harmed.
Verse 20. And every isle fled away, and the mountains were not found.
The mountains were all the governments. Why is that? Jesus comes back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and of his government there shall be no end. He takes over.
21. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail.
Now, this is one of those very quick end-time battles as Jesus comes. The first is Armageddon. I've already taught you that. That's right, they're in Jerusalem. But this is the battle of Hamagog, taught to us in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. And the hailstones are about 110 to 180 pounds. And Jesus' army is going to throw them down on the enemy. But who is the enemy? The Bible says Esau shall come against Jacob. The Hebrew says Esau is Edom. Edom in the Hebrew is Rus, Rush by the vulgar Russia. Jacob's tribes are divided. The larger bulk of the house of Israel are in America. So Russia is coming against America to regain Alaska, but we don't even have to fight that. Jesus' army is going to throw hailstones on them. We win.
Amen.
For the plague thereof was exceeding great.
It was a great plague.
Revelation chapter 17.
This is entitled Mystery Babylon the Harlot. No, it's not X-rated.
Verse 1. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore.
Now, God calls anyone who worships another god a whore, like we say adultery, but it's really idolatry. So he says, John, I want to show you something. John is writing this book, but Jesus is dictating to him. So Jesus wants to show him a secret, so you and I would get the secret.
That sitteth upon many waters.
Okay, the great whore that sitteth among many waters. Now we're going to learn in this same chapter, verse 15, that the waters are the people. So who is this whore? This whore is Babylon. Babylon means confusion, lies, deception. God is not the author of confusion. So the devil has lied and brought confusion, and so this deception. Right now, the waters of the people, Babylon, confusion, is upon all the face of the earth. Look at everybody confused. Why? You believed a lie. You thought a little virus was bigger than the 39 stripes of Jesus. Amen. And you have been arrested, house arrested, by the political system.
Yes.
Not Donald Trump. He's a part of the arrest himself. He's going to get out of this. We're all going to get out of this. But you see, so Babylon right now, the whole world, right in one fell swoop, is sitting under the whore. Now we're going to find out a little bit more about what that really means, Babylon confusion.
2, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication.
They have all married the Antichrist. That's fornication. You're supposed to wait and marry Jesus. You marry somebody else, you fornicated.
And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
Intoxicated with her lies, intoxicated with her deception. Love me, and I will give you money, and I will give you sex, and I will give you alcohol, and I will give you drugs, and I will give you fame, and I give you fun, fun, fun.
3. So he carried me away in the spirit.
Okay, now.
Into the wilderness.
A wilderness means a hidden place. Now, this angel is going to show John something hidden for God's elect. Jesus is writing all of this.
And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast.
Scarlet means majesty. The beast is the Antichrist, the devil with his Jesus costume on, pretending to be Christ. He's majesty because at this point he will be king of the whole world. But who is the woman? Now, it is Babylon. There is the deception, the lies. But first of all, the woman is the whole world deceived. Revelation 13 says the whole world is going to worship the Antichrist, except the two witnesses, except the 7,000 elect who are alive right now, and except the 144,000 who will believe the 7,000 elect. But truly, the woman sitting on the Antichrist. The Antichrist is carrying her, for the deeper meaning is the deceived body of Christ. Matthew 25 says there are 10 virgins. 10 is the number of the whole body of Christ. 5 are wise, 5 are foolish. The foolish have no oil, no truth. Half of the body of Christ is this whore dressed in majesty, saying, I'm worshiping the King, but she's being carried in this lie by the Antichrist. How sad.
Amen.
Full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns.
In other words, that means the 7 continents, and he has power over all of these. At that point, he will be the God of the whole earth, the Antichrist will. And the deceived part of the church is not a woman. It's men, women, boys, and girls who are going to believe that first one calling himself Christ is Christ. See, that is a deep, dark teaching going on right now. Everybody's, as they say, locked and loaded to worship the Antichrist.
Verse 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet colors.
Okay. The scarlet, again, is majesty. She's worshiping the King. Purple is royalty. Now, in the next chapter, which is a second witness of this one, we're going to find she, that's the deceived part of the body of Christ, women, boys, and girls, she will say, I sit a queen. I am no widow. Widow there means divorced. In Jeremiah 3, chapter 8, God divorced Israel because she had gone a-whoring after other gods. So, this deceived body of Christ says, I'm not divorced anymore. I'm wearing purple because I'm a queen. I have married the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. See, when Jesus died on the cross, he made it possible for us to come back and be the wife of God again. And he's coming for the marriage supper of the Lamb, and we will marry him. So this woman is the deceived part of the body of Christ, having married the Antichrist, say Jesus is King and I'm the queen. She deceived the body of Christ, thinks they've married Jesus, and they have married the devil. That's an abomination. Why? He wrote you a love letter.
I decked with gold and precious stones of pearls.
I mean, the Antichrist will say, I'll pay your mortgage, I'll give you money. Peace and safety, cause craft to prosper.
Having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness.
Okay, Jesus told us at the Last Supper when he said, this is my blood of the new covenant. I will not drink it with you again until I come into my kingdom. This woman is deceived, thinks this is Jesus. So she takes the cup, and it's golden because it belongs to the King, except it's the fake King Antichrist. And she thinks she's drinking the blood of Jesus with Jesus, but she's drinking the filthy lies of Satan. That communion, that won't be a holy communion.
Of her fornication.
She has committed adultery. She has gone to bed with the Antichrist. She is half the body of Christ, men, women, boys, and girls, who are being taught right now that the first one coming to carry your way, is Jesus, when it's the beast that'll carry you.
5. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great.
Okay. The mystery there in the Greek means apostasy. All right. Paul tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that at the very moment that Jesus comes, there are going to be a lot of Christians who will perform the apostasy. It means an instant falling away from Jesus, an instant change of faith from Jesus to the Bible. So this is the body of Christ that when the Antichrist sits in Jerusalem and looks so good, 2 horns of a lamb but the voice of a dragon, looking like Jesus, acting like him, sweet and nice, she's going to instantly turn her faith from Jesus to the devil. Now, she does it in ignorance. Why? God wrote you a love letter. Didn't you read Revelation?
The mother of harlots, an abomination of the earth.
All right. The sad thing about this part of the body of Christ, they birth people to wed the Antichrist. See, you and I, we preach the gospel, and every time we win a soul, we birth a child into the kingdom of Jesus. This men and women, boys and girls, believing this, are winning many souls, and they're causing them to be harlots also. How sad.
6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, or with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus.
In other words, all that this part of the church leads to worship the Antichrist, the people's blood's on their hands. And they are going to be the ones to turn us elect in, but that's good. We get to preach the gospel.
And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration.
Now, John does not admire her because he understands what's going on. He means, I'm amazed. How could the body of Christ, when I just told you the seven seals, I just told you the seven trumps, I just told you six comes with seven, how could you be so sottish, Hebrew word means stupid, how could you be so sottish when God wrote you a love letter? Jesus would say, have you not read? He is amazed that at this point any Christian would worship the Antichrist. Of course, the Antichrist would look like Jesus, talk like him, act like him, sweet and nice.
7. And the angel said unto me, wherefore dost thou marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her.
Carried away with his lies. Zechariah says that the woman, the deceived part of the body of Christ, is going to try to climb into the devil's airbus, and they're not going up, they're not going down. They've been deceived, they've been taken. One taken, when you've been taken, you've been had. Jesus said, stay in the field. Jesus is coming right here on planet Earth. He's bringing his elect with him and the elect that are here with him now, and he will be here 1,000 years. Why are you getting carried away?
Which hath the 7 heads and 10 horns? 8, the beast that thou sawest was.
Was, okay. He's going to explain who the beast is. Was. In the world that then was, first earth age, 2 Peter 3:6, I always say that scripture because there's always somebody new listening. In Isaiah 14, Lucifer was the covering cherub, but he said, I will be God. So Lucifer is the Antichrist. He was.
And is not.
Now, he's coming back as the Antichrist. We studied Revelation 12. Michael the Archangel is going to kick him out of the sky, so you think it's Jesus coming in the sky, but he's not here yet. His political system is, Lord have mercy, are we victims of that?
And shall ascend out of the bottomless pit.
Okay, Revelation 9. Remember the bottomless pit was Abaddon, the destroyer. Your enemy, the devil, goes about seeking whom he may destroy. He was also Abaddon, and Abaddon means perdition. Listen.
And go into perdition.
God explains it right there. There's only one entity been sentenced to perdition, which means to turn to ashes from within and be no more. Ezekiel 28 says King Tyrus, who is Lucifer, who is the devil, who's the dragon, who's the serpent, who's the Antichrist, will go into perdition. So God tells you, the beast, that the body of Christ is sitting on deceived and the whole world deceived, is the devil with his Jesus costume on. I don't know how you could get any clearer than that. It's not a man out of Rome. Did you hear that? It's a devil.
And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world.
Now, everybody who's going to worship him, even though if you've loved Jesus, even though you repented and got saved, once you worship him, your names will be deleted from the Lamb's Book of Life. Because to worship the devil, the whole reason we're all here anyway except for the elect is to choose Jesus or the devil. Now, in the world that then was, the first earth age, where everybody's name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that was before sin. There was no death, there was no age, there was no sickness. We were all created at the same time. We're in our spirit bodies. Ecclesiastes 12:6 says, when you die, your spirit returns to God who gave it. But when Satan rebelled and 1/3 of God's children followed him, Revelation 12, their names were taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life. But there was a small group of God's elect who did not bow the knee to Satan. They fought against him. Their names remain in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they've been sent out in every generation to proclaim the oracles of truth. But anyone who goes after the Antichrist, even if you've been saved, your name will be deleted. To worship the devil, that's it.
And they behold the beast that was and is not.
He was, first death age Lucifer. Is the Antichrist not yet appear?
And yet is.
Yet he is. All that's going on in this evil, the political system, all this, Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 stormy, 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 impeach, 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 corona, 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 all of that is being negotiated by the Antichrist.
9. And here is the mind which hath wisdom.
Okay. Now he's going to give you some numbers. Do not mix these up with the seven seals, or the seven trumps, or the seven vials. That's another teaching, and I've already taught you that. This is a new thing. Now, he's going to tell us about five kingdoms that have already captured God's children. And we will go to a geographical location in Jerusalem. So five kingdoms have already captured, and we're going to find that there are going to be seven, and then there's going to be eight. We're going to find who it is. Ready?
The seven heads of seven mountains on which the woman sitteth, 10, and there are 7 kings, 5 are fallen.
Okay, this is negotiated, this is documented in the book of Daniel. The first king that's already captured God's people was Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar carried them away into Babylon for 70 years. And then Persia captured them, Babylon and God's children. And then there was Greece, Aristotle the Great, remember? Okay. And then there was Rome, Caesar, Rome. Now, remember that when Jesus was in the flesh, the children were captured by Rome. Remember that?
Yes.
And the fifth one that's already captured God's children is the Mohammedans. In 636 AD, the Mohammedans captured our children, and they held them captive until 1948. When Israel became a nation again. However, we still got that golden dome where they worship the devil right there in Jerusalem. But these five are fallen. They are no longer captured God's children. But wait, let's hear the sixth.
And one is.
Okay, what is the one that is? That would be right now, in 1948, the good fig and the bad fig returned to Jerusalem. The good fig, we love Benjamin Netanyahu, our brother Judah, but the bad fig are the Kenites who say they're Judah, but they're not. They are right now in dominion in Jerusalem. The good fig, the real brother Judah, the bad fig, those who say they are. That's why there's no peace. That's why there's confusion. But that is right now. Everybody got it?
Yes. Yep.
And the other is not yet come.
Now that'll be, now in this case, he's going to call himself seven. This will be the Antichrist. He's not yet come, but he's coming back to capture God's people. Not by chopping your head off, but to woo you to worship him. He's going to be sweet and nice. Peace and safety, cause craft to prosper. Anything you want. Oh, he's going to be so sweet. He's going to capture. He's not yet. He'll be number seven.
And when he cometh, he must continue a short space.
Now we learned the book of Daniel that the Antichrist, they're called the little horn, the little power, had 7 years of his reign. And it was divided into times, times, and a half time, in half. 3.5 years, 3.5 years. The first 3.5 years there were the little horn's political system. The last 3.5 years he would reign. But in Mark 13, Jesus shortened it for the elect's sake. In Revelation 9, it was shortened to 5 months, but it's still divided in half, 2.5 months, 2.5 months. Now, this number 7 is working for the Antichrist, but that is the first 2.5 months, Satan's political system, the government, actually in operation right now. That's why you and I are under house arrest. It's not Donald Trump. It's the political system of the devil. So their time is 2 months, but he calls them number 7. But they are operating under the Antichrist commands.
11. And the beast that was.
Okay, first earth age Lucifer.
And is not.
Antichrist about to come.
Even he is the eighth.
Oh, So the one world government political system, short time, 2.5 months. Wait a minute, the last 2.5 months, what does 8 mean? New beginnings. We taught the Song of the Lamb, Psalm 22 for Passover. And the Hebrew title there is Arshaleth Shehar, which means the dawning of a new day. So there's one coming, say, it's a new day. Look, I'm a new king. But wait a minute, he's also 7.
And is of the 7.
7 and 8 are the same. He pretends that he's even more than the one world government. It's a phony baloney, plastic banana, good time rock and roller, as Rush Limbaugh says.
And goeth into perdition.
Now, that defines it. Perdition, Apollyon, Ezekiel 28, only one son, King Tyrus the devil, turn to ashes from within and be no more. So there you have it. The 5 kingdoms are fallen. Right now, the good fig and the bad fig. But then his one world political system is setting itself up. That's what's got us all into confusion. It's begun. Then the Antichrist will appear, but it called him new, a new beginning. But it's really 7. Now, don't get it mixed up with the 7th seal, the 7th vial, the 7th trump. That is always Jesus. He always calls himself 7. He's not 7. He's 6.
12. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings.
Now these are supernatural beings coming back with the Antichrist. They are the Nephilim in the Hebrew, the fallen angels of Genesis 6 and of Jude. And what they do, they're coming back, as Paul says, as ministers of light. They're going to be the preaching the gospel of the Antichrist instead of Christ. They're going to say he's a savior. And they're going to come into the Christian churches. That's why that whore, the body of Christ, is going to be deceived. They'll try to come in here, but I know them. Will you know them? And so they're going to be ministers of light. They're preaching the gospel, but they got the wrong Christ. Supernatural beings. They're great swelling words. Gorgeous. Charismatic. You'll want to love them. You want to listen to them. You can't turn away from them. Whatever they say must be the truth. But they're liars.
But receive no kingdom as of yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast.
It's not a literal hour. It's the hour of temptation. Those fallen angels will be a part of the unholy trinity with the beast pretending to be Christ. And the Kenites, the descendants of Cain, the children of the devil, the unholy trinity. So they be a big part of this. But remember, they're going to be preaching the gospel. They want to woo you to worship their daddy. And they ought to be charismatic, good-looking, so great. But they're phony.
13. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast.
They serve him.
14. They shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings.
Praise the Lord. Now this will be the Battle of Armageddon, which takes place about the same time as the Battle of Hamagog. As Jesus and his army descend, these fallen angels are going to rise up there in Jerusalem to fight for their daddy, the devil. And when they rise up to fight Jesus, they're going to disintegrate at the brightness of his coming. Jesus is a consuming fire. Just a little quick battle. Why do they lose? Because Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings.
Amen.
And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful.
Jesus brings back with him a remnant of their very elect from the foundation of the earth, but also those with him on earth who are not going to be worshiping the devil are called and chosen and faithful. God protects his elect. We were chosen from before the foundation of the earth. I pray you'll be with him and not deceived.
15. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where this whore is sitting, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues.
Remember, I've been telling you that the waters were symbol of the people. So what it's saying, as the Antichrist takes over, the whole world will fornicate with him. That's why God calls him a whore. It's a spiritual meaning. And Babylon will cover the whole earth. See, it's covered right now. That's a lie right now. Everybody on earth is scared to death of coronavirus. Yes. And we have a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Mm-hmm. And we are overcoming. And yet everybody's under Babel. So it just says when he comes, everybody on earth is going to be deceived, except the two witnesses, except the 7,000 elect, and except any one of the 144,000 who would listen to the 7,000 elect to not be deceived. Amen. Come out of Babel.
16, and the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast shall hate the whore.
Now, these fallen angels actually hate the church deceived. You know how they say a con artist finds someone easy pickings? They don't have any respect for you. Boy, you're a bunch of mush. You're so easily taken. They laugh at you. Right now, people are laughing at us because they tell us to wash our hands like we don't know that. Mm-hmm. See, they're laughing at us. They think we're stupid. And so these fallen angels actually hate the body of Christ, but they're going to woo you. They're going to tell you they love you. They're going to tell you they're beautiful. They really love the women, but they love the men with long hair, too. They like the men, too. That's how they are.
I shall make her desolate.
In other words, they are going to be such ministers pretending to be preaching the gospel that they are going to cause many of the body of Christ to worship the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, the devil.
And naked, and shall eat her flesh.
Now, naked means when they deceive the body of Christ and the body of Christ worship the Antichrist thinking he's Jesus, they are stripped of the robe of righteousness. They lose their salvation. Eat her flesh, it means eat their lunch. Easy pickings. I'll get your flesh to worship my daddy, they say.
And burn her with fire.
And anyone worshiping the devil will walk into the lake of fire at the end of the millennium, prepared for the devil and his angels, and anyone who worships him.
17, for God had put in their hearts to fulfill his will.
They are actually helping God test everybody. See, God doesn't want anybody else to betray him. He's going to see if you mean business. Have you read the love letter? Have you not read, said Jesus, he wrote you a book. Are you going to remain loyal? He doesn't want to have to go through this again. So they're going to be used to test everybody. Remember, they're going to be minister preachers with anointing, but the fake anointing. And they come in the Christian church. And they will just do miracles.
And to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled.
As it is written, so it shall be.
18. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
All right. Now, the woman is still the church deceived and believes in Babylon. You know how Jesus told you Christians that you are a city set on a hill? So it's a metaphor. But instead, the deceived part of the body of Christ, instead of being a light for Jesus, a city set on the hill of Babylon, confusion. Revelation chapter 18. This is called Babylon is fallen. All of these verses, they're about 24, will describe to you that when Jesus comes, that everything that the devil has done will be destroyed. Chapter 18 describes how people are deceived. You go for wealth, you go for sex, you go for sorceries, drugs, you go for alcohol, you go for fun. Babylon is fallen. When Jesus comes at the last trump out, Babylon, Revelation 18, will be destroyed. Alas, that great city, Babylon, confusion, will be no more. Amen. Now, for time's sake, we never leave out any God's word. I want all of you to read chapter 18, every verse for homework, and just know it means that when Jesus comes, all of this will be destroyed. So that next week, we can go to a new day, when the King returns. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Normally I have Mr. Moma, but Lord, I just taught you Mr. Amen. Babylon, the great apostasy of the church. However, let me introduce to you the owner of the produce place, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well, Miss Sherry. What a great word tonight.
Great word.
Great word today.
David left his stuff in the car. Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man who have purposed to overthrow my goings. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves. Let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Psalms 140, 4, 8, and 9.
That is so perfect. The violent man, the kingdom is taken violently, Lucifer overthrew, and the violent take it by force. Us overcomers be as stays pulling up a weed. We pull up all the lies of the devil. Thank you, Scott Mercer. That was perfect. Now, in a moment, I'm going to pray for the sick. But first of all, I want to pray for anyone who's not saved. Baptism doesn't save you. Going to church doesn't save you. Doing good deeds doesn't save you. You have to confess your sins. You have to repent, quit, stop. And then you have to believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and make him Lord and endure to the end. So pray this prayer with me and mean it. And God will now write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Don't let him erase it out when Antichrist comes. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess that I have sinned.
I confess that I have sinned.
I ask you to forgive all my sins.
I ask you to forgive all my sins.
Wash them away with the precious blood of Jesus.
Wash them away with the precious blood of Jesus.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
Use me
to
enlarge the kingdom of Jesus.
To enlarge the kingdom of Jesus.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
I belong to Jesus. Amen, amen. Amen. Now, for those of you who met that, in a moment, my announcer is going to give you my telephone number. I invite you to call and leave that message on my voicemail. Now let me pray for those of you who are sick. The Bible tells us that those who fear his name, that revere the name of the Lord, that the Son of Righteous will arise with healing in the wings. The wings means laser beams of light. In other words, Jesus, if you fear his name, will go where that sickness or disease is and use laser beam surgery and heal you. And it doesn't hurt a bit. Father, in the name and the power of Jesus, I ask you, look upon your people now, all those who fear your name. And I ask, O Son of Righteous, you will arise with laser beams, the wings of healing virtue of Jesus. Go into the cells where there's cancer in the cells, be gone. Where the fibroid tumors, be gone. Where there's arthritis, be gone. Where there's fibromyalgia, be gone. Where there's blindness, be gone. Where there are tumors, be gone. Where there's diabetes, be gone. Heal. Let, oh God, touch that area and repair the wounds. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Anything that's broken or fractured, mend it. Anything missing, make a new one. Anything out of order, put it back in order. Anything in the wrong place, put it in its right place. Anything pinched, unpinched. Pain be gone. In the name and the power of Jesus, receive your healing. Amen. He said his word had healed you. With Jesus' stripes, you were healed. He restores health and cure to you. He heals you his wound. Praise you, Father. Yes. Praise you. Those of you who received your miracle, you might like to call and tell me that also. Now, nothing is yours to keep. Everything you get is to give away. God's law of reciprocity. It's a sin for you to keep these truths. Go and tell. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your host, Sherry Medlock, saying, I love you with all my heart. And I thank you for loving the God I love. I can't wait until next time when you and I get together as the family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet of Truth.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound on WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
Calling all Christians who love America, Sherry Medlock of Trumpet of Truth invites you to join her every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. to pray fervently for President Donald Trump and for America. Let us take back our country for Jesus and the Bible. Sherry is in Sun Tree next to the Produce Place at 2565 Sellers Lane in Melbourne. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, and may God save America. Once again, that's Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock, and the place, 2565 Sellers Lane in Melbourne. And join us right here on 91.5 FM WMIE every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for a Trumpet of Truth.
Let this place be an upper room where your people learn to wait. Let this house become holy ground where your children watch and pray. Oh, remind us today, we are people of your presence. Let there be wonder. Let there be wonder in this place. Let there be worship. Let there for your name. Come Holy Spirit, how we need your fire again. Let there be wonder. Let there be wonder. We're in our Father and our friend. Oh, remind us today, we are people of your presence. Let there be wonder. Let there be wonder in this place. Let there be worship. Let there be worship for your name. Come
Amidst the sorrows of the way, Lord Jesus, teach my soul to pray, and let me taste thy special grace, and run to Christ my hiding place. You know the vileness of my heart, so prone to act the rebel's part, and when you veil your lovely face, where can I find a hiding place? Hiding place. Guide my wandering feet, draw me to thy mercy seat. I've not to trust but sovereign grace, that only art my hiding place. How unstable is my heart, sometimes I take the tempter's part, and slight the tokens of thy grace, and seem to want no hiding place. Then I want a hiding place. Lord Jesus, shine, and then I can. I feel sweetness in salvation's plan. And as a sinner plead for grace, Christ the sinner's hiding. Sinner plead for grace, Christ the sinner's hiding place.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is your help and salvation. Come on, you here, now to His temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration.
Inside the mystery, see the empty cross, see the risen Savior, victorious and strong. No one else above him, none is strong to save. He alone has conquered the power of the grave. Glorious, my eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. Glorious, he stands. To
above him, none to match his worth, the hope of his returning.